Praise the Lord.
Let us together read a few verses here and there. Verse 1. Okay, together. I will bless the Lord at all times. Can you all read it together? It's good. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Can you? Wow. Okay, verse number 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Verse number four. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I sought the Lord. Yeah. Amen. And verse 5, those who looked to him were radiant and their faces were not ashamed. Those who seek him daily, those who walk with him daily, their faces are always radiant and their faces will never be put to shame. Hallelujah. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Those who fear him, fear Yahweh, a reverent attitude toward Yahweh. That requires, children of God, trust and obedience. Trust and obedience. That is what Deuteronomy 6:2 says. I don't want you to take it. It says like this, fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that he gives, yeah? And he says, so that you may enjoy long life. Those who keep his decree and commandments, that means you need to hold the word of God in your heart. Yeah? Amen. Not in a showcase, in a cupboard, in a closet. No, it doesn't work. So verse 8 again, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. One thing to take note of from this psalm, in David's practical daily living, he kept God's commandments close to his heart. Yeah, he trusted him. He sought his face daily, as I said before. He didn't seek help from his son or his neighbor, nothing. He sought help from above. He sought the Lord and he heard me. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. David had seen lions. How many of you believe that? In his days as a shepherd boy, he has seen lions face to face because he had to protect his sheep. He knew the strength of the lions. Who are our lions? The enemy. Yeah? So he knew the strength of the lions. He knew they are ferocious. He also knew even their young lions, that is verse 10. Young lions were hungry at times. Yeah? David knew what was like to be a king. You get it? One side I said, David knew many things. And one of those is he had seen lions face to face, the opponents. Yeah? And David knew what was it to be like a king one day and then run away. Next moment means one day he'll be the king and the next day he's a refugee. He'll be in the wilderness. What all he experienced, children of God. It's not easy. God has given David the greatest promise. But is it easy? From the day you receive it till you're crowned as king, he went through so many things in life. Remember this while we meditate. And also David has worked in different offices, different capacity means different positions. What were they? He worked as shepherd. Yes. And he has worked as armor bearer at Saul's palace. Number 3, as captain in Israel's army. And last but not least, was it? King. Amen. He was tested at every given position. He was tested. God tested him. Why he didn't attack Saul? He knew he was an anointed man of God. You know. So, once he went through all the tests, he was crowned as a king. Yes, David knew what it was to feel insecure about the future. Is that sometimes we feel, as even though we are called the children of God, we feel insecure about the future. Yes? Is there anyone here who don't feel that way? Every time you're so secure, there are times we become insecure. David was insecure, even the point of wondering if he would be destroyed by his enemies. If you've gone through the Psalms, you know whether he would starve to death. That was another area I found that. David had these kind of insecurity. Even though all these doubts crept in his mind, one thing he believed, that is in verse 19, 20, and 22. Can we all read together? He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Hallelujah. Verse 20, he guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Hallelujah. He kept the same promise for our Lord and Savior as well. Verse 22, the Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Hallelujah. Tonight, all those who are going through some tests or trials or whatever that way you may call it, don't be disheartened. Don't be disheartened. He says, I am not through blessing you. Not finished yet. Can we all rise up on our feet? Let us read verse 22 again. What does it say? The Lord redeems the soul of his servant. More than that, the second line, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. What does Apostle Paul say, children of God? He said to the believers group in Romans 8, verse 1 and 2. He says, what does it say? You should be knowing it by heart by now. What does it say? There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. But the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There is no condemnation for justified believers, those who have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, those who are justified by his blood. Amen. There is no condemnation, children of God. If anyone says that to you, don't believe. It's a lie. It's a lie. Because we who have received Jesus, through that, through justification, what did we receive? We receive peace. Peace with God. We reconcile to God. There is peace with God. Verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, what does it refer to? To the authority of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that is in you. It is the authority and power of the Holy Spirit who made you free from sin and death. Believe this truth. If the authority of the Holy Spirit who gives you new life and empowers believers to do what is right, that is why there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation to all those who are justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. But be watchful, children of God. Be watchful. I have a line, 2-3 verses we'll read from Psalms 34, verse 13, 14, 21. When you go through trials, never, never turn away from this beautiful God. Never. Don't fall into temptations of the flesh. Let's read verse 13, 14, and 21. Verse 13, together. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Verse 14, turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Amen. Evil, verse 21, evil will slay the wicked, will smite the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. Hallelujah. Never forget. The Lord will rescue his servants. None will be condemned. Can we just encourage ourselves? Just say this verse, children of God. Keep saying there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And none will be condemned. David says, the Lord will rescue his servants. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Hallelujah. God has a destiny in mind for you and I. Nobody can stop that, children of God. He has a destiny for you and me. Yes, I will bless the Lord. Say it after me. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually go out of my mouth. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces will never be covered with shame. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greater is he who is in me, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit in me, than who is in the world, who is a liar. I defeat, the blood of Christ has defeated him, children of God. Don't believe his lies. I thank and praise the Lord for this glorious day that he has given us. Praise him, worship him. Praise him and worship him with your whole life, children of God. Let your life be a pleasing unto this holy God. I thank you, Father God, for this evening that you have given us. Even though we are under the weather, Father, many of them are. Father, you brought them here to sing unto you, to sing praises unto you. At that moment, your hand will be upon them, Father God. And those who are at home and unable to come here, Father, we pray, Father, no weather, nothing should stop them, Father God, to be back on their feet. Father, you are a God whose healing hand right now, Father, will be upon them as well. Thank you for this great evening that you have given us. Once again, Father, we surrender everything at your feet, Father. Holy Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit, move in this place. Can the children have your touch this evening? Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, when you are here, Father, when you are here, Master Holy Spirit, we know you will not leave these premises without doing certain things, Father. You will touch each and every one. You will deliver them from all their iniquities, Father. You will deliver them from all their shame, and you will lead them in the right path. This is, Father God, we know your presence is here. You will do these things today. You will set their path ready and straight. And you will, Father God, guide them and instruct them at every moment of their life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence here. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. There is no shame those who are in Christ Jesus. Their faces are radiant always. Nothing and nobody can put them to shame because they live according to the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Thank you once again. In Jesus' holy name, mighty name, we pray. Together we believe. Amen. Amen.